Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposal rules regarding WAC 308-408A-010, WAC 308-408A-110, subsection 2, and WAC 308-408B-130. This hearing is being held in room 3204 of Black Lake 3, building located at 2000 4th Avenue West, Olympia, Washington, 98502, at 10 a.m. on June 29, 2017. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR-17-07-093, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on March 20, 2017. Copies of the proposed rules are available and located on the table. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 43-24-016, subsection 1D, and RCW 18-280-050, subsection 1. My name is Ryan Grimes, and my title is a Real Estate and Homeless Sector Manager of the Business and Professions Divisions. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. We have Lana Price, Professional Licensing Manager, Stacey Harms, Management Analyst 3, and Terry Rogers, Assistant Administrator, if you have any questions. This procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make recording of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are recording this electronically. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in, and you will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the recording of this public hearing, individuals will testify today should state their name, who they represent, and if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has not received any written correspondence or comments on these rules, and copies of the written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear any oral statements, if any, from those who are present. Please state your name and who you represent.
Larry Stamp, Cameo Home Inspection Services here in Olympia. And my intent on being here was to share what I have experienced with field training with students coming out of these classes. And I hope it's germane to what's going on through here, because I haven't really read the agenda here in depth. But what I was jotting notes on was that the classroom education that has been going on in some of these schools has been less than, in my opinion, less than satisfactory. I have students who show up for field training who have told me that oftentimes they're left unattended in the classroom for extended periods. Teacher goes to do an inspection, leaves them for 2 or 3 hours to read. Instructors that are relying heavily on videos while they're out doing things on their computer. In general, lacking face-to-face interaction with an instructor. Also, in one particular school, students, and I've heard this from two people so far, were told to sign an affidavit verifying that they got field training that they never got. And in general, what I'm finding is a lot of these folks are very ill-prepared, that they're not getting that actual face-to-face kind of interaction. And then some of the folks who are actually paying for field training have found that to be unsatisfactory, because they're going around with an instructor and 12 to 15 people, and they're really not deriving the benefit from it. So I'm putting in a plea, as it were, that DOL can do something to monitor those programs a little bit better, because the students are in a catch-22 in that if they file a complaint in which they have to identify themselves, they run the risk of DOL looking at that and saying, well, then you didn't really meet the criteria for licensure. And so I don't know if there's some way that there can be some kind of a questionnaire that people can fill out afterwards to begin to collect information or some kind of monitoring or something. But it has me very concerned because what we do is so absolutely critically important, and consumers are relying upon us and putting down vast amounts of money based upon our decisions. And these people, many of them, are just very, very ill-prepared.
Any other comments?
No.
Sir? Any comments? No?
Not yet.
No? Okay. Well, thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral written comments. And if no other comments, the hearing is adjourned.
Okay. And now that it's adjourned.